The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
We begin by offering our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam Al-Hujjah, to the ulama, to the maraja, to the scholars, and to all of us who are gathered here today, and to the believers around the world commemorating the Arba'in, the 40 days after the tragedy of Karbala. Historians say that a man named Atiyah al-Ufi, who was a servant of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, he's been quoted as saying, he says that I left Medina with Jabir. Our goal was Karbala. Our goal was to be there at the grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. People in Medina had already heard of the tragedy of Karbala. They had heard of the event that transpired. And Jabir wished to be at the grave of Abu Abdullah. As Jabir and Atiyah make their way towards Karbala, it just so happens that this is on the 40th day, on the Cheluma day like today, in the year 61 after the Hijrah. As the historians mentioned, that Atiyah says that we entered into that area of Karbala where the bodies had been strewn on the day of Ashura. Jabir, who's become old, he's become blind. Atiyah takes him by the hand, and Atiyah says, I directed Jabir towards the river Furat. As Jabir goes towards the river Furat, his companion Atiyah says that he went into the river Furat, he performs the ghusl, and he changes his clothes, he puts on clean clothing to go towards the qabr of Abu Abdullah. Jabir then opens a bag he has with him. They say that he takes out some perfume that's in the bag. He rubs it all over his body, and then he begins to walk slowly. He begins to walk slowly, all the while doing the dhikr of Allah. As Atiyah says that Jabir was blind, and so I took Jabir by the hand, and every time he would take a step towards the qabr of Abu Abdullah, he would be doing the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah, extolling the greatness of Allah. Jabir then looks at Atiyah. Jabir then turns towards Atiyah and he says, Atiyah, please take me to the grave. Guide me to the grave of my master and my Sayyid Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And as Jabir gets to the grave, we're told that he passes out. He feels the grave, although he can't see it, he just smells and feels the dirt of the grave of Abu Abdullah. And immediately he passes out. Atiyah takes some water. He sprinkles the water on the face of Jabir. Jabir regains his consciousness and he begins to say, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. He says, Habib, La Yujibu Habiba. Why is the beloved not answering the call of his beloved? And then Jabir responds to himself. He says, and how can you speak, Ya Abu Abdullah? How can you speak when your neck, when your head has been severed from your body, when the blood of your neck was dripping down your throat, when the blood that has been severed is dripping down your corpse? Jabir continues his lamentations. Jabir begins to address Abu Abdullah. The first ziyarat, brothers and sisters. Today there are millions of people in Karbala. But Jabir on that day was alone. He addresses Abu Abdullah. He says, I bear witness that you are the son of the best of the prophets, that you are the son of the master of the believers, you are the son of the man of piety, and you are the descendant of the guidance towards the right path. You were the fifth of the Ahlul Kisa, of the Ashabul Kisa. You are the son of Fatima. You are the son of Fatima, the Sayyidah, the leader of all of the women of paradise. And he goes on to speak about Abu Abdullah and his stature and his lineage to Rasulullah. Jabir then goes on to say that you were blessed, Ya Abu Abdullah. You were blessed when you were alive and you are blessed in your death. He says, however, the hearts of the believers are suffering because of your departure. It is because of your departure, Ya Abu Abdullah, that we are suffering today, that Jabir was suffering on that day of Arba'in. As Jabir is sitting at the grave of Imam Hussein, Atiyah is beside him. He begins to again recount the greatness of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. He says that I bear witness that you have followed in the footsteps of your brother Yahya ibn Zakariya, the same Nabi Yahya alayhi salam who was also beheaded, the same Yahya whose also his head had been taken from his body. Jabir then continues to address the shuhada around Abu Abdullah. Jabir, although he's blind, he looks around at the desert. He senses the other shuhada's bodies that are buried around Abu Abdullah. He greets the shuhada. He says, peace be upon you. Oh, the souls that accompanied Hussein to his death and came to his camp to put themselves at his disposal. I bear witness that you established the salat, that you gave the zakat, that you commanded towards all that is good, and that you forbade from all that is evil. And I bear witness that you worked hard and you strove hard in the way of Allah against the kuffar until death came to you. He says, I swear by Allah who sent Muhammad with the truth that we have taken part in what you also had gone through. Atiyah hears these words of Jabir. He says to Jabir, he says, oh Jabir, how can you say that we have the same thawab as the shuhada of Karbala? We didn't go through the mountain ranges. We didn't hit our swords against the enemies. We didn't lose our life on the day of Ashura. How can you claim that we are partners with the shuhada of Karbala? And that is where Jabir says to him, brothers and sisters, he says, I remember the words of my Habib Rasulullah, the Prophet, where the Prophet would say that whoever loves the actions of a nation are a part of that community. And I swear by Allah that had I the opportunity to be in Karbala, that I would have been with Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, giving my life on that day. Atiyah continues, and as he's listening to Jabir, addressing the shuhada, Atiyah then says to his master Jabir, he says, oh Jabir, he says, I see something in the distance. I see some flags in the distance. I see some people coming in the distance towards where we're at. The people are coming from the direction of Sham. Jabir, somebody's coming. These could be the enemies. This could be from Banu Umayyah. Jabir realizes the difficulty of the situation. Jabir tells Atiyah, he says, you go and assess the situation, but you come back and let me know if it's the enemies, if it's the Banu Umayyah, we have to take cover. As Atiyah runs to see what the situation is, Atiyah comes back very quickly. Jabir says to him, you've gone only a few minutes, what is the situation? Who is coming from that direction? And this is where Atiyah tells Jabir, he says, oh Jabir, don't be afraid. Oh Jabir, don't worry. This is Imam Zainul Abideen. This is your Imam. This is the Imam of your time. This is Bibi Zainab alayhi salam. This is the family of the Prophet. They're coming back to Karbala. They've left Sham. They're coming back home again. They're coming back to the bodies of the shuhada. As Jabir hears this, he stands up out of respect of the Ahlul Bayt. We're told in the books of history that Jabir and Atiyah began to take a distance away. They recognize that the women need their privacy. They recognize that Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, she wants to grieve at the qabr of her brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They recognize that Imam Zainul Abideen, he has to have that time to grieve at the body of his father alayhi salam. So as Jabir and Atiyah move away, as Jabir and Atiyah take a distance from the qabrs of the shuhada, they see in the distance the family of the Prophet coming towards the graves, coming towards that same Qatlagah, that same land where blood had been strewn on the day of Ashura, that same land where the companions left, their bodies had been left unburied and on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. And eventually, we see that Imam Zainul Abideen approaches. Imam Zainul Abideen comes, and before Jabir leaves, he approaches Imam Zainul Abideen. We're told that Jabir is barefooted and bareheaded. He goes towards Imam Zainul Abideen, and Imam Zainul Abideen says to him, he says, are you Jabir? Are you Jabir, that famous companion of my grandfather, Rasulullah? And Jabir says, yes, I am the companion of your grandfather, Rasulullah. Imam Sajjad says to Jabir, and I'll end with this. Imam Sajjad says, "Oh Jabir, here in this land by Allah, our men were killed." He says, Oh Jabir, by Allah, our children were slaughtered in this land. He says, "Oh Jabir, our women were taken captives and prisoners on this same land." He says, "Oh Jabir, our tents were burnt on this same land." Jabir and Atiyah, they then take a distance. They begin to move away. They begin to give the opportunity to the family of the Prophet to grieve, to lament, to have the time to cry over the tragedy of Karbala, something that they were prevented from, to give grieve properly on the day of Ashura.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. The light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.